Coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
Michael and I are bringing this to you so that you know that there's a way. It's just, you've got to make the decision if you're going to deal with this now or deal with it later. Sooner or later, you will pay the price. And we always encourage you to pay the price now, because later is very painful and costly and sometimes not reversible.
Mm.
You know, the further down you go into the Grand Canyon, the harder it is to climb back up. What else can I say?
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef Team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef Team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy.
Ooh.
We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process.
Oh yeah, we like to have fun too.
So let's get on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the MD and Chef Team podcast. Chef Michael here, culinary nutrition expert at doctoronamission.com.
And I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef Team.
And Doctor on a Mission.
And Doctor on a Mission, too.
There you go. How are you doing, my dear?
Good. How are you doing?
Great to see you, as always, today.
I haven't seen you all day. I love doing work with Michael. Yes. He's the best.
So today, our topic is called the progression of disease. We want to do our best not to be totally negative here. However, we do want to be empowering about here's what can happen. Here's what some things that we can do. But we need to understand, all of us as a society, what we've been looking at, what the trend has been over the last 25 to 50 years with the progression of disease. So on the first side, we're going to talk about lifestyle and lifestyle causes, because this is what you and I look at. These are contributors.
Yes.
We look at. This is how we look at it from prevention and reversal, things we need to do to help people either prevent disease or reverse disease. So with the lifestyle causes of disease, first thing I think everybody understands is hereditary causes. Like for myself, both of my parents died young. My father, complications from diabetes. My mom died of a breast cancer at the age of 53. And so those precursors, precursors are there in me. That's my genes. And this is another topic where I talk about what genes are you going to wear. So we all had these types of genes, hereditary genes in us. Just the question is, are we going to suppress them, meaning they're not going to come out? Or are we going to enable those through our lifestyle causes to allow those to be expressed into us?
Right.
And we want to make sure they're suppressed and not expressed.
Exactly.
And that's a big thing. So that first thing, we all have that somewhere in our lineage, and it's up to us to make sure. So, well, okay, so how do we do that? Number one, we need to look at our diet, our nutrition panel. Is that correct? What are we doing there? And we're not getting into the specifics of each one of these today, because
he looks at me
because we could be here for the next couple hours. But just talking about a few of these, so we understand why are we looking at these. So nutrition's one area. Are the other lifestyles factors as far as what is my nutrition? How often am I eating? How many times do I have a fasting time of the day? What's my hygiene at my food time? Do I eat really quick and fast, or am I relaxed at eating? A lot of different things around our nutrition panel we need to look at. Next one would be sleep. What's our sleep look like? Now, I know that would be an area that, you know, you as a sleep expert, you could talk about for the next 6 to 8 hours.
but I won't.
But sleep is a biggie.
Right, it is.
You know, affecting us in the long term of disease. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with me, my dear?
Absolutely. I would totally agree with you.
Yeah, so sleep's another biggie. We have vitamin deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, you know, deficiencies that develop over time mm-hmm. that we need to address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can jump in.
Oh, I didn't know.
We're just not going to run down each one of these for the next hour.
Of course we're not, but can I just give a big picture before we go into that? I just want to say that, the reason Michael and I are talking about this today with you is because you are seeing chronic disease like you've never seen it before. And a lot of the chronic disease that we're seeing, for instance, high blood pressure, obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancers, heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, are preventable and even reversible. And that's why we're talking about lifestyle, because you can work with this upstream so you don't have to express it later on in life, because medicine's really good at dealing with this part down here. Well, not that great. They know how to manage it. And I've played both camps, the conventional medical model and then the lifestyle medical model. And we're working on the lifestyle model to empower you, to help you understand that this doesn't have to be your story. You've just got to make a decision. No, I'm not going to have type 2 diabetes like my parents did. Just because it's in your DNA does not mean you need to express it. You know?
Yes.
Think of having a lot of pairs of jeans in your closet. You don't have to pick up that pair of jeans that has DNA and wear it and express it like, okay, I got my DNA of type 2 diabetes on. Just because mom and dad wore the DNA jeans of type 2 diabetes does not mean you do. You can pick a different pair of jeans that doesn't express the type 2 diabetes. I'm trying to mix the blue jeans and the expression of a chronic disease that has been in your family. The same with Alzheimer's, the same with high blood pressure. You don't have to have it. You can actually prevent it. And that's what we're talking about here.
Exactly. Well said. Well said. Another area of lifestyle causes is exercise. You know, people don't move as much as they used to. There's a lot more easier things out there. You know, there's escalators and elevators and
those things.
All these things, you have motorized things you can jump on.
Step on and just.
Yeah. Many motorized things we can get on.
E-bikes.
To get from point A to point B. You know, all these different things.
Yeah.
You know, and even kids, they're not moving as much as they are. You know, we can all sit in front of technology and watch movies and, you know, and gaming and all this stuff. And just so, you know, again, lifestyle cause, I believe in society, we have less exercise movement. We actually have to make it part of our daily routine. Going back to nutrition somewhat is, okay, the foods we eat. So many of the foods we eat now are just chemical foods. They're made in laboratories, so it's not even that they don't have nutrient value. It's all the baddies that are in them, the chemicals that are in them, that actually causes a lot of these diseases, that actually contribute to, as you were talking about, the genes, the DNA genes, these
chemicals that are being expressed.
Being expressed. These chemically laden foods are actually expressing a lot of these diseases that we have. And there's more and more of these foods being out there that people are eating. And so we have to be so careful and aware of those. Environmental pollution is everywhere. I mean, the spraying of the glyphosates all over on foods and grounds and areas, and people are breathing these and exposed to them, and toxins and molds. I mean, that's a whole other area. And we know that through our work with people of preventing and reversing Alzheimer's, how many people, the toxicity levels when we get the testing back is amazing. It's not amazing. It's actually very scary and horrible to see toxicity levels that are now showing in human beings.
However, it's removable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's the hope we want you to understand.
Removable, but even just seeing the toxicity levels out there.
Yeah.
when we think of environmental pollutions, we just think about, car pollution or something. Well, there's a lot even more pollutions and worse pollutions than that out there. And it's getting into our foods and our grounds and the air we breathe and the things we touch and foods
and we the things we put on our skin and inhale the perfumes.
The household chemicals.
Yeah, the mold in the house.
Oh. You know, all those things.
Yeah. Environmental pollution.
Yep. And, when we talk about foods we eat, and it's actually the liquids we drink too, because the liquids we drink that aren't actual water, there's so many chemically laden foods we drink. We've now had so much digestive problems in the world, and it's actually internal toxicities that our different organs are very toxic. They're overloaded. I mean, the bucket of toxicity is overloaded into our body organs that they go, well, I can't get rid of this anymore because there's way too much.
And then you start showing signs of like fatigue, muscle aches, inflammation, pain, headaches. It's your body saying, I can't clean this out enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it spills into the joints, your organs.
Right.
And then you come to me and I'm like, your body's talking to me. I'm telling you what your body's telling me. And you guys are like, what?
Your body's
talking. Help me.
You're living your body 24/7. You're your best doctor. Listen to it. Yeah. It's telling you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just help you understand your body's language.
How would you like to feel a sense of clarity, focus, and mental sharpness that enables you to tackle any challenge with ease? Can you envision experiencing better memory and recall, allowing you to easily remember important details, names, and events? What could you accomplish if your mental energy is always up and allowing you to stay alert and productive throughout the day without feeling that mental fatigue or fogginess? How great would it feel when you experience better quality of sleep, allowing your brain to rest and recharge, leading to increased productivity and creativity? Imagine feeling a sense of calmness and control, allowing you to manage stress and anxiety with ease, giving you the confidence to handle any situation. Be honest with yourself. When was the last time you experienced an overall sense of well-being and satisfaction? You see, your brain health positively impacts all areas of your life, from work to relationships and personal growth. Just visualize how amazing it will feel to have optimal brain health and unlock your full potential. If you want to learn more, and I know you do, then check out the link in the show notes below for the Healthy Brain Club. And we look forward to seeing you there. And now back to the rest of the show.
So in the progression of disease, another lifestyle cause would be, as you were talking about right there, as we get into it, is medications. The medications that people are on now, which, we're talking about drugs. There's more and more and more, and what that's affecting people in their long-term progression of disease. Mm-hmm. And as we flip onto the other side of this a little bit on the medical effect of these lifestyle causes, we'll go down that progression of disease on the traditional medical model that you have been part of for many years.
That's how we got classically trained is in conventional medicine. Right. Which I'm grateful for because I understand that language.
And you can call it conventional or even old fashioned. It's the way it was.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be that way. And of course, you've retrained in the new modern medicine and the way it can be.
And continue. Until my last breath.
Yeah.
Because it's constant learning.
So because of those lifestyle causes that we might not be paying attention to, then the progression of disease usually starts out with some blood tests. Mm-hmm. Something's going on. Or maybe we just, like the doctor says, well, it's time for your yearly checkup. Or maybe you don't do it yearly. Maybe it's every 5 years. Or you get some blood tests done. And something comes back and maybe there's something there that you need to have a look at, or maybe you've gone into the doctor's office, which by the time they come to see you, my dear, as an MD, do they come in to see you and say, Doc, Isabel, Izzy, my favorite wonderful doctor. I feel amazing today. So I just wanted to make an appointment, pop in and say, yay, I feel amazing. Hey, great to see you.
I wish.
That
would make me so happy if they did that.
No, it doesn't happen.
But right. It doesn't happen. Right. No.
When they come to see you,
they're hurting.
They're symptoms.
Yeah.
Something's going on, there's symptoms. So now we're at a point, and one of the first things that happens in that conventional model is, let's get some blood tests done. Mm-hmm.
So the blood tests come back, and one of two ways. Abnormal, okay, the doctor knows what to do, or everything looks fine. Yeah, the blood test may look fine, but you feel terrible. And it's just, I encourage you that even if your tests look normal and you feel lousy, continue on with the search. If your doctor is not helping you with that search, then go find somebody. Go find another doctor that's going to help you, preferably a functional medicine doctor, because they're trained in getting to the causes.
Yeah, digging deep.
Because that's what I hear from my patients. Ah, the doctor said my blood tests are fine, but I feel awful.
Right. And just because there's blood tests in one, two, or three areas, that doesn't mean we haven't uncovered something.
So much to uncover.
Now, in this progression of disease, also what you find is for a society, if people aren't feeling well, they'll look for some over-the-counter drugs, things that they can buy themselves, the aspirins and those types of things like that, other types of medications. Mm-hmm. Even if they're constantly getting colds and flus, maybe they're going and buying these cough syrups and things that are, they're not going to serve them well in the long term, that's for sure. They might even be getting some kind of sleeping aid that they can buy over the counter. There's just things you can get out there. So they might be trying to do that to mask those symptoms, to get themselves some help. Mm-hmm. Need some temporary help? Fine. Mm-hmm. I understand it's very temporary.
Very temporary, yeah. And they're in pain, so they want to relieve the pain as fast as possible.
Relieving pain? Yep,
I get that. But long term, that's not the end game.
Right.
That's not the long game, is to just keep on.
Yeah. And so either way, with blood tests or somebody having symptoms, I got off, my knees are always hurting, and they're doing over-the-counter stuff. Eventually, there's going to end up being a diagnosis of a disease, as you know. And a lot of times as a GP, family doctor, depending on what part of the world you want to call it, general practice called here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably end up sending them to a specialist in an area. Mm-hmm. And then there ends up being a diagnosis of a disease. Mm-hmm. Now we've uncovered what's
of just that one organ.
Of that
thing. Yeah.
Right.
Because that's what the specialists know is one thing. Yeah. Right.
The key to understand, though, is when you're at that point, even when you have symptoms, that did not just start. This is a slippery slope, the progression of disease. That progression of disease is a slippery slope. It's been going down for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
That when things are coming up, if you catch them way back here, maybe one of your first little pings and pangs of things feeling not right, you catch it, okay. But if you've been covering it up with over-the-counter drugs or other things that have been now prescribed to you, prescribed drugs, it's just masking what's going on. And eventually you get down here and all of a sudden there's this diagnosis of a disease. Well, that didn't just start. It's been coming for a long time. Now we're way down here on that slope. And normally what happens in that conventional old-fashioned medicine is surgery, chemotherapy,
more pills,
cut it out, cut it out of the bottoms. Like I said, surgeries, all kinds of things like that to try and stop that.
It's just not the answer.
You get your percentage of your possibility of continuing on with your life.
Yeah. And your quality of life just isn't that great.
Yeah. And again, if you're attacking or trying to do something about one area, it's not looking at the whole giant picture, and we don't know, I'm not talking about if you break your arm, you need to get a cast.
Right, of course.
To, get that. We're talking about disease. That's totally different
here. Right, right.
And so what usually happens then through that process is you might end up with, oh, we need a second surgery, a third surgery, more chemo, more this, more that, until the body's at a point where it can possibly recover, or the body systems just expire. Can't do it anymore. We're done. Mm-hmm. And boom. Mm-hmm. And so that sounds very morbid, but that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And so purpose of today was just understanding the progression of disease. There are lifestyle causes that can take us down a path. And if you were looking, it's in the conventional way of doing that through medicine. There's a slope and a path of that. What we really need to be doing is looking at upstream, up at the top of the whole slope of how did we get there? How can we address that? What are the lifestyle contributing factors that got me there? And then we have to attack those and make a difference in those so we can stop that sloping progression of those diseases.
I echo that 100%. Well, 99%, except that word attack. I don't like the word attack. I like the word address.
Address.
Support.
Yes.
That's what you need is that, right. You know? And that's why Michael and I are bringing this to you, so that you know that there's a way. It's just, you've got to make the decision if you're going to deal with this now or deal with it later. Sooner or later, you will pay the price. And we always encourage you to pay the price now, because later is very painful and costly and sometimes not reversible. Mm. You know, the further down you go into the Grand Canyon, the harder it is to climb back up. What else can I say?
You got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's a wrap.
Thank you for joining us today on the MD and Chef Team podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard today, we are here to serve, make a difference in people's lives, like yourself, your families, your friends. Please like, subscribe, comment if you enjoy what's happening. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll join you on the next MD and Chef Team podcast.
That's right. And before we go, mm-hmm. remember to remain unstoppable. If you're looking for an answer, keep searching and find the answer, okay? Remain unstoppable. Mwah. Love you. Bye-bye.
Peace on earth. Bye-bye.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribed to the podcast and left us a review.